Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer today with Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, right after this.
Hey, check out my new cow dog. Come here, boy.
That's your cow dog?
Yep.
But that's a chihuahua. And what's he wearing? A sweater?
This cow dog gets chilly.
Oh, yes, he does.
Chilly, eh? Well, have you worked him yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Right now, he just likes to nap. And yap. Easy boy.
Some things just don't work like the real thing. And when it comes to parasite control, that couldn't ring more true. Ivomec brand products work. No ifs, ands, or buts. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ivomec brand products control parasites and can help increase herd performance and improve profitability. And there's never been a better time to use them. You can help get cows back into condition before hard weather hits. So get the big dog and put it to the test. Visit IvomecRebate.com to receive a limited time only $30 rebate coupon on the purchase of every 5-liter pour on or 1,000 milliliter injection.
One of the general session speakers at this year's Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention, Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. He's beating the drum like a lot of folks right now to get folks to think about and respond during this public comment period on the so-called GPSA marketing rule. It's the contention of NCBA that this particular rule could be devastating to livestock marketing efforts in this country, especially for cattle.
It's just another step in what we're now calling the Obama administration's war against the cattle business. Because we have tried to talk a little sense into this administration, to the secretary and the administrator, and get them to pull back, if nothing else, just to get them to do an economic analysis of the impact of this rule, and we have gotten nowhere. They are moving forward, and what producers need to realize is that this thing is going to introduce trial lawyers into the marketplace. The way it changes the liabilities, it's going to take away our opportunities to market cattle, to engage in alternative market arrangements, all because people aren't going to want to really sit down and take this liability that's going to be put upon them. So all of a sudden, you've got USDA, big government, and the trial lawyers determining what a standard or fair price is for cattle. And we just think that's unacceptable. We've got a study that's going to be coming out here in about the next week. That is our own economic analysis of this, since USDA refused to do one. And I think those numbers are going to justify our position that this is a much bigger rule than USDA has claimed that it is, and that we need to make sure that we push back, because producers need to have the opportunity to market their cattle how they want to, when they want to, and where they want to, and this rule is going to take that away.
One of the things that you're maybe trying to accomplish with your own analysis, the fact that you want cattle producers to then be asking the questions of how can this be justified to back to USDA?
Absolutely. Well, the question that we've been asking all along, and I think that this study will help ask, is what's the justification here? What problem are we trying to fix? If there is a problem, then what is the answer? Because we don't think this is it. Matter of fact, we have not gotten the answer out of the secretary that there actually is a problem. You know, we believe in an open and fair marketplace. We want full enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, and we want to make sure that tools like mandatory price reporting are being used effectively and efficiently to really show the transparency in the market. This rule is not going to do it. So I think this is going to give us even more ammunition to come out and say, why? Why are we doing this? What are we trying to fix?
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we invite you, whichever side you're on regarding this GPSA rule, to go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. On the left-hand column, you'll see the graphic says Read the Rule. Click on that. That's got information. You can actually read the rule itself. You can get additional information from USDA and how you can actually submit comments to USDA between now and the 22nd of November. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sharpen your competitive edge by attending Ag Connect Expo, the can't-miss global agricultural event of the year, coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. For full details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. Ag Connect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.